soup.
$6. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Robots aren't exactly roaming the halls of Cook County High School these days, but the CCHS Robotics Club is in high gear, preparing for a three-day competition at the University of Minnesota later this week. A soup feed fundraiser last Thursday night attracted more than 50 people and raised $675 to help pay for the students' trip. Emily Muntean is one of six girls and six boys in the after-school robotics club.
We are raising money to go down to the cities to
$6.
Compete in the competition, the first robotics competition.
FIRST is an acronym, meaning for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. This Manchester, New Hampshire-based nonprofit was founded in 1989 with the goal of inspiring young people's interest in science, technology, and engineering. Eli Hill is technology education instructor at Cook County High School.
The idea is that there isn't enough kids going into science and technology related fields. We're running short on engineers, and the ones that are around have been outsourced.
Hill and two mentors from the community have been working after school and evenings along with high school students to build the robot.
Basically, what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to kick a soccer ball against another team and basically lift itself up onto a 7-foot-tall kind of jungle gym-like thing.
But at more than $5,000, entering the competition doesn't come cheap.
We probably started fundraising in November, December. The kids went around town, knocked on some doors. We got an awesome grant from Arrowhead Electric. They gave us $3,000, which is huge. And the kids went to a board meeting and showed them last year's robot. It was well received, and I heard good reports that they were acted professionally, which is what we're looking for.
FIRST programs and competitions are designed to engage youngsters in exciting mentor-based programs that build science, engineering, and technology skills while building self-confidence, knowledge, and life skills.
The theme of it is gracious professionalism. So it's not so much about winning, it's more the journey to get there, building the robot and just building teamwork with these kids. And so although the competition's fierce, it's friendly at the same time, which is great.
Hundreds of companies, universities, and governmental organizations support FIRST programs, providing financial assistance, equipment, and expertise. This year's robotics competitions across the U.S. will involve more than 45,000 high school students from 12 countries. Minnesota has one of the biggest regional competitions in the country and will attract more than 110 teams, filling both Williams Arena and Mariucci Arena at the University of Minnesota for 3 days. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, is a major sponsor of the robotics competitions, and you can watch a live web stream of the North Star Regional FIRST Robotics Competition, April 1st through 3rd, on the NASA website. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.
Thank you.
Enjoy.